Simon, what do you feel about that narrative? Can I ask you actually, Simon, particularly what strikes me actually arising from the question is on the basis of the Cromwell example that Claire gave, the issue, given your very, very difficult circumstances of, although if you're in independent schools, less difficult than if you're at the academy or the state sector, how much do you need to tell a Cromwell story in or out of Ireland or in and out of Cambridgeshire before you can put that hero or villain question to either?
It's one of the key challenges, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because and we know from successive HA surveys, and it's a question that I think we'll touch on later on as well, that there is a key issue of time there, and it's narrative is incredibly difficult to do well in a very short space of time. I think narrative is also incredibly difficult to do unless it's married with the discipline. With the discipline of history, going back to Steve's original touching on the second order concepts, in many ways they have been very useful for history teachers in developing narrative, both in terms of the example that was used there of Cromwell, hero or villain, but also the question that I guess most of us probably finish up leading on from, that which is, you know, why is it that Cromwell has inspired so many varied views over such a long period of time? And in many ways, if you're thinking about narrative, you're thinking way beyond the death of Cromwell in order to try and wrap your head around that one as well. And all of this takes a tremendous amount of time, and narrative is very difficult to do.
I teach it in 6 weeks, actually. I don't just do it in the
On that one issue, Claire?
I do, yeah.
That's great.
We do the causes of the Civil War and all of that.
That's great. I've yet to figure them out, clearly, as all of you who watch History of Britain on a Civil War will know. Ben?